Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today, we're looking at some more entitled parent stories. Entitled mum goes on holiday without kids. So for some background, my ex, thank God, stepmum was such an entitled piece of work. Her kids weren't much better. This happened 2-ish years ago. I had been on the waiting list for major spinal surgery for about a year. Now onto the story. While I was on the list, my stepmum booked a family holiday without my dad knowing. I then got an expected date for my surgery that was 2 days into this holiday. She chose then to tell my dad that she'd booked our holiday and my major surgery would get in the way. When asked to rebook it, she used the excuse of, "It's only an expected date, it might change." It didn't. 1 week before my surgery, she told my dad she forgot to rebook and it would be too late now. Keep in mind that I was about to have surgery and I'd been told I could die, so my whole family was on edge. My sister went berserk. She hated her because of something else she did, but that's another story. But my dad said he'd handle it. By now, I was in hospital, but my dad filled me in. He told her to cancel it and he'd give her the money she spent. But she said, "No, we're going anyway," and my dad said he wasn't going, so she slapped him and went with her kids. After the op, she never visited me once. When asked why, she said she didn't want to bring her kids to a hospital. When I was out, she tried to make it about her because she cut her hand on holiday. Boo hoo. I hope you enjoyed this. As I said, I have more stories about her, so let me know. Thanks. Well, first of all, I hope the operation went well. The fact that you're writing the story suggests that at least it didn't go too badly. And second of all, thank the Lord that she's not in your life anymore. Well done to your dad for getting rid of her. Now for our second story. No, we are not a daycare, we are a comic shop. So, I work part-time at a hobby shop. We have a lot of kids who come hang out and play magic. We usually keep an eye on them, but have been very clear with parents that we are not a daycare. We have magic camp and D&D camp, and we watch the kiddos during that time. But anything else, it is the parents' responsibility to be around, just in case they need to pick up their kid. We have this one kid, nice kid, who comes in every week, and his parents drop him off for 4 or 5 hours. He has nothing to do because it's slow, and his parents go far distances. My manager and I have told them several times that they are welcome to do whatever with their time, but we advise they do not go that far because there could be an emergency. They always brush us off. So, today the nice kid comes in and tells us his parents are going several hours away and will be back around midnight and we'll pick him up then. We close at 9. I call the entitled dad and the entitled mum. The entitled dad picks up.
"Hello, this is dad."
"Hello, this is OP at shop name. Now, your kid told us you aren't going to be around until midnight. Am I hearing this correctly?"
"That's right. We're going to a wedding 2 hours away. It will be over at 9:30 and then we will head back."
"I'm sorry, but we cannot accommodate that. We are only open until 9 and I have another job to go to directly after this."
"Well, that's just too freaking bad because you're going to stay there until we get back. And you are going to pay to feed my kid dinner."
"What? Again, dad, that is not possible. If you are not here at 9, I will be forced to call the police to wait with your kid until you grab him. We are not a daycare."
"Again, you will stay there until we get there and you will feed my kid. Don't call again."
Click. So I talk to my manager. We do end up feeding the nice kid and we call the local police. They offer to call the entitled dad. I don't know what happened in that conversation, but a friend of the family came to pick up the kid. The entitled dad called us screaming at us because,
"You are just uptight idiots who need to shut the F up and watch my kid."
We're going to call the nice kid's mum tomorrow and set clear guidelines for when the nice kid comes back. Now, since this post, OP has actually added to his story. I have already called CPS on them several times and nothing seems to have come of it. I've also called the police on several occasions as well. I think my boss and I are going to ban the kid from the store unless he has an adult with him. And OP has also provided another edit. The nice kid and his parents have been suspended from the store. If the kid is to return, they must have an adult with them at all times. Either of their two parents or a babysitter, and they have to come with an actual meal. My boss really wants to be able to have eyes on the nice kid so we can see if the abuse has stopped. But we're protecting ourselves first. podcast. I will update in the next few weeks to keep you guys updated, but that's what I have for now. Oh man, I feel really bad for you guys, because obviously you want what's best for the kid, but you've also got to look out for yourself. Like you said, you've got another job to go to even after this shift finishes at 9. You can't just wait around, keep your shop open, looking after someone else's kid, and then not go to your other job. That just doesn't work. But I totally get what your boss is saying. You want to be able to look out for the nice kid and see if his parents are continuing with their awful behavior. I don't know, it's a tough situation. Let me know in the comments, what would you do? Now for our final story. Entitled kid assaults me with a bat, then steals my bike, and his mum calls the cops on me for taking it back. This happened over 10 years ago when I was still in grade school. Okay, so when I was a kid, me and my mum lived in a trailer park, and it sucked. The people there were crazy, the house was falling apart, it was just a mess. But the worst person I knew was this one guy, EK, who was the same age as me. So of course, my mum and his mum tried from the very first day I was there to get us to become friends. But this entitled kid was a real jerk from the beginning. He was extremely biased about who he played with, had a mouth like an Irish man, and would pick on anybody who didn't abide by his wants and rules. For example, I had my Game Boy with me one time and he wanted to play on it. I told him no. The very next day, I was called to the office because I was bullying him by not sharing my toys. And then he made up another lie about me crying in front of the principal, which he used to get everyone to pick on me for being a crybaby. That is just one example, but this story is the worst one. Now, when I was 10, my mum got me a really awesome bike. It was a Chopper Schwinn that looked like a Harley Davidson motorcycle with bike pedals. I rode it everywhere I went, and of course it got a lot of looks from the neighborhood boys. The entitled kid was one of them. One day, he had come to my neighbor's house, who I was playing some game with, my bike laying on the grass. He comes over and was like, "Hey, OP, let's go play in the park." The trailer park had its own little playground that all the kids would go to and play on every day. I never went there because nobody would come with me. Feels bad, man. So I, being a stupid kid, fell for it and got on my bike. My neighbor followed me. The entitled kid was there waiting for us when we got there. And for the first time, we were playing together. We went on the jungle gym, laughing, talking like real friends would. Suddenly, he was out of my sight for a minute, when I then felt a real sharp pain in my back. I dropped to the ground and all I heard was "Run!" I got to my feet when I noticed the entitled kid was on my bike, riding it as fast as he could down the street with my neighbor behind him. Right beside me was a softball bat. I ran after them, but me being a pudgy guy, I couldn't catch up to them. So in tears, I went straight home and told my mum everything. She immediately got her coat and we drove right to the entitled kid's house. And sure enough, my bike was there, laying on the grass on his lawn. My mum went straight for the door and banged on it loudly. Coming to the door was the entitled mum, looking like a prostitute. No, seriously, she looked awful. Sagging skin, smoking a cigarette, wearing a tube top, all that sexy stuff. I can't remember the exact dialogue, but it consisted of my mum telling her about what happened, and her not showing the least bit of interest. She even laughed a few times. But I did hear her at one point say, "Boys will be boys," before taking another draw on her cigarette. And yes, the entitled kid was staring through a window, making faces at me. Eventually, the entitled mum just slammed the door. Mum told me to grab my bike. I did and started to ride it back home, my mum driving in front of me. Everything was going back to normal. I went home and had supper. My back was hurting pretty bad and mum was telling me that I got a giant bruise from the attack. Then we hear a pounding on our door. I open it up and standing at the stairs was two police officers with the entitled mum standing on our lawn with the entitled kid on my bike.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
"There he is, that's him," the police officer says.
"Hey, this lady says you stole her son's bike. Is your mum home?" "What? That's my bike." "Just get your mum, kid."
My mum comes to the door and starts to talk with the cops outside. Both her and the entitled mum were raising their voices while I looked on from the door, which was glass so I could see perfectly with it being closed. I couldn't quite hear what they were saying, but it sure looked like the entitled mum was just talking out of her butt and the entitled kid was just riding around on my bike. looking like he was going to get himself a free ride. Then my mum opened the door. OP, come out here. I did.
Your mum says that this kid hit you with a bat.
Which he didn't. Yeah. Suddenly, mum spins me around and lifts my shirt. Now I couldn't see her face, but I did hear the entitled mum mutter a slight, oh.
And that was enough for the cops to suddenly turn their attention to them.
They approached the entitled kid and told him to get off my bike. He wasn't budging, still saying it was his bike. The entitled mum literally pulled him off the bike and he landed side first on the concrete driveway. He started to cry, but did I feel sorry for him? Of course not. Before I knew it, the entitled mum was being handcuffed. She started spewing out obscenities and blaming me for turning her son into a little idiot. The entitled kid was taken home, where he would eventually be taken away to be with family, I guess. So in the end, the entitled mum got arrested and charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, child abuse, and, from what mum would tell me years later, something that had to do with drugs. Pretty sure she was taking them, but for all I know, she could have been selling them. All I know is she was put away for close to 7 years for all that. The entitled kid, however, was let off the hook. Apparently, because he was underage, he couldn't be charged with battery. All I know is I didn't see much of him after this. He had moved in with his dad, I think. The reason why I suddenly remember all this is because just recently, I'd seen a mugshot of a guy being arrested for attempted robbery of a gas station. Sure enough, it was him, the entitled kid, all grown up. Obviously still a jerk, but now with karma biting him square in the butt. I hope that both of them get help soon, but also I hope that I never see any of them ever again. Alright, so by this point, I'm pretty sure you guys all know that a lot of stories on this subreddit are not fake, but they're probably exaggerated for comedic and dramatic purposes. Now, personally, I think that this story could be one of those examples, but I want to hear your opinions. So, click the I button on the top right-hand side of your screen right away and vote. Do you think this story was fake, exaggerated, or just completely true? Also, feel free to drop me a comment below letting me know why you chose the option that you did. I'll post the results of the poll in 24 hours over on my Twitter, which, if you don't follow me, by the way, you definitely should. It's at RedditorYT. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. I really hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, as I say, I look forward to seeing if you think that last story was real, fake, or exaggerated. I'm not quite sure. I think it probably was exaggerated, but I don't know. If you want to see more Entitled Parents videos from me, click the video on screen. It's an absolute cracker. You won't regret it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.